Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll free, 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back for the second hour of our great big Monday show here at Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host, infected, I think, with a terrible dose of toxic masculinity. Maybe not. Perhaps not. But I have to say our culture is having trouble getting its story straight about men. Are we too masculine? Are we not masculine enough? Are we so masculine that we are toxic to the environment? Certainly for young people trying to figure out their own way in life and what it means that they are. Young men, it's a difficult, very difficult environment, I think, to try to figure that out. But even for those of us who are older and have given up worrying about our masculinity, or pretty much have, it's an environment that is challenging to know what the Lord is calling from us in this time. So we're discussing men. We're discussing masculinity. We are discussing how to be a man who fully takes up his faith this hour. Our guest is Bill Donaghy. Bill is a curriculum specialist at the Theology of the Body Institute. He's an author, instructor, and international speaker with over 25 years of experience in mission, evangelization, and education. He's got a background in visual arts, philosophy, and a master's in systematic theology. That's what I'm talking about. That's a man right there. Most important. Certainly, he is the husband of Rebecca and father of four children, and he lives in one of America's 50 greatest states, Pennsylvania. Bill Donaghy, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Cy. Thanks for that awesome introduction.
Well, you're an awesome guy, but now what is you got to help me here because you and Chris Stefanik have a big project going that is meant to help men. And help men to rise up, I suppose. Out of what? Rise up out of what?
Well, you just mentioned that whole hashtag. There's so many hashtags flying around these days, but toxic masculinity. Just last year, it seemed that men were tanking all around us with the revelation of Harvey Weinstein and men. Bill Cosby, in our own Philadelphia, Bill Cosby just this past week found guilty. And a failure in manhood. So this toxic masculinity all around us. We're praying last year. We're looking at the culture and we're looking at men. And a number of us got together and prayed and said, we need the tonic of masculinity. It's not toxic. We need a healthy dose of God's original design for men. It really matters. It's not irrelevant. Our sexes, our gender is not a social construct, but God is literally trying to say something and give something to the world through masculinity, and Rise is really the reset. It's trying to get back to that original blueprint, and it's been awesome so far. And we're in our fourth launch, our fourth 30-day challenge that literally starts tomorrow.
That is so providential, and I'm so glad you do, because any men listening or women who would like to tell this, share this with men, Rise is a 30-day challenge. And over the course of those 30 days, the men are, I think, like you said, they're coming out more on fire in their parish life, more on fire for their faith, ready to keep progressing forward. It's like a reset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we walk them through. So Rise, you go to menriseup.org. You take the challenge. It's a 30-day transformative journey, really, that every day, 3 to 5 minutes, there's a video from Chris Stefanik. And then I did the written content with reflections and daily quote and challenge, a couple of minutes. And it moves men through their identity as, first off, a beloved son. The whole first week is on son, being a son. Then a brother and what that really entails, accountability and authenticity. Then spouse, a man's called to love woman and be a steward of her beauty. And then fatherhood, the full blossoming of a man. So we're trying to guide guys through this because for many of us, for a couple of generations now, we haven't been mentored. We're not really sure. We're becoming from dysfunctional and broken families. So Rise is really guiding guys through this sense of who they are and what they're called to be.
And so you said this is the fourth launch. Tell us a little bit about what the response that men are giving you, individual men are giving you.
Sure. We began, we did all the production, we did all the work last summer and into the fall and wrapped up in December. And so January was our first launch, January 15th. We really put our heart and soul and spirit into the production that's aesthetically powerful and beautiful. Some 4 signature videos filmed on location, guiding through men's stories, 4 different men. And when we set it out there, it just started to catch slowly but surely. And some powerful reflections and insights from men right off the bat shared in the platform. And then people like Archbishop Chaput, Monsignor Bransfield, the General Secretary of the USCCB, stumbling on these things and saying, wow, this is a gift for men, and giving us incredible words. Jason Everett, Matt Frad. And with that, it, through social media, through Facebook and things like that, thousands and thousands of men now, and suddenly we're getting subscriptions from South Africa, from England, Ireland, Scotland, Australia. And we're blown away by the online community that's building. Guys are saying, thank you. Thank you for reminding me what prayer is. Thanks for reminding me that I'm loved by God, not for what I can do or produce, but just because I exist. Men really needed to hear that, because they think their identity, in the culture anyway, is just how productive are you? What can you do? Thanks for helping me rekindle my love for my wife. I mean, we're getting emails from women. What is happening to my husband? What is Rise? Things are different. So, again, just kind of a slow burn, and it's starting to spread. And we can't wait for more and more men to get this. Our dream is that men in every parish across the country and the world go through this portal, get the reset, and come into their parish life in a whole new way, and their family life, most of all.
So it's, just say, for example, somebody hears this and says, I'm gonna do those 30 days. Can you join by tomorrow to start? If you go to Men Rise Up?
You can join. Absolutely. So menriseup.org. You can find our challenge starts Tuesday. We've got 4 hours, 52 minutes, and 14 seconds until the launch. Guys, it's $1 a day, so it's about $32 for the 30-day challenge. And once they're in for life. You're part of the Rise community. You can reset and do the challenge again if you want to. And many guys, when they finish the 30 days, they say, I want to go back. They start over again. And then they're in the online community. When you comment on a reflection or a video from the day and someone replies, it could be 2 years from now, you're drawn back in through an email and you're still part of the Rise community. So men can sign up right now, right away, in the next couple of days for the May 1st launch.
And how much of a commitment do you ask for from men? I mean, what is the person going to do on a daily basis through those 30 days?
Sure. So guys tune in, you know, there's morning guys, there's night guys, depends on when you want to do it or throughout the day. But it's generally a 3 to 5 minute video in the morning. You just watch it. You read the quote of the day and the challenge. We try to keep the challenges very practical, very real. Anything from just be still for 60 seconds and realize God loves you. And then moving up as we go through the weeks, be attentive to your wife today. Do something without being asked. Put a post-it note around the house, sharing your love for your children. A million different practical things. And as guys do that, they find that the simple 3 to 5 minutes in the morning starts touching their day. Like, what's the point of today's reflection? What's the challenge? 4 times during the 30 days, we have a signature video. So it might be 8 to 10 minutes of, again, beautifully filmed video, telling a guy's story, and then a little bit of a longer reflection. So 4 times during the month, you might have a 10 to 12 minute commitment. And again, guys pop in all day long. They jump in. They want to see other guys' comments, reply to them. So it's a very small time commitment, but we're seeing guys drawn into the community, which is just what we dreamed of.
888-318-7884 is our number. Bill Donaghy is our guest. We're talking about Men Rise Up. Rise is the new kind of, well, I don't even know what to, is it a project or what, how would you phrase it? Movement? I don't know what the word is.
Yeah, you know, we really do feel it's a movement. I mean, the way it all came together with a different bunch. So we want to call it a movement, not a program.
If you have questions about the program, or if you have questions about the situation men face today in living out their faith, and in more general, you know, in broader terms, living out the manhood that God has given them as a gift, 888-318-7884 is the number. We have to take a quick break. We'll be right back to take your calls for Bill Donaghy right after this on Catholic Answers Live.
Every question is important. Ask yours today on Catholic Answers Live.
If only evangelization was easy. But the truth of the matter is that most of the time, it's not. Talking about the Catholic faith is enough of a challenge even before dealing with the roadblocks that keep people from listening with an open mind. Apologist Carlo Broussard recognized that as he wrote Prepare the Way, a guide to step-by-step strategies that readers can use to break down those barriers, barriers to the very existence of God and religious truth, barriers to basic Christian beliefs, and barriers to the distinctive teachings and claims of the Catholic Church. Don't let obstacles get in your way. Learn how to overcome them. Order your copy of Prepare the Way today by calling 1-888-291-8000, logging on to the shop at Catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Atheists claim theists are essentially no different than atheists because we reject gods too, such as Greek and Roman gods. But this is plain absurdity. What's our reason? First, it's an abuse of language. A theist believes in at least one God. An atheist doesn't believe in any God. They're mutually exclusive terms. To say a theist is an atheist to most gods is like saying a married man is a bachelor to most women. Second, it's bad reasoning. To say I'm an atheist because I reject some gods is like saying I'm an anarchist, one who rejects all forms of government, because I reject communism and fascism, some forms of government. But that's silly. So the claim that atheists and theists are no different doesn't hold water. I'm Carlo Broussard with the Ready Reason for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. In this hour, we are talking about RISE, a new movement for Catholic men, one that is very simple to participate in, that can have profound effects on your life. And especially given these times where, as our guest Bill Donahue was saying, I mean, for one thing, men are behaving badly. We do see a lot of men behaving badly in our world. But for another thing, I think masculinity itself is under attack from all kinds of things, from everything from the just the you always want to have a word that's more powerful than easy, but the easy access to pornography practically 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that really is a great difficulty to many, many men, all the way to, certain parts of the feminist movement who will denigrate men, certain parts of the kind of modern liberation movements who think men are the problem, all that kind of thing. I don't mean to cry and make men victims or something, but it is difficult to get a bead on how to be a man in the current situation.
Yeah, I think we're, guys, typically men are more visually stimulated, and we're living in a hypersexualized culture where we're bombarded by these images every day. And yeah, pornography just hits men right there. And it's a multi-billion dollar industry, and it just hits them and it takes them out. Here's what we do in RISE. You know, as the days and the weeks develop through the 30-day challenge, we go deeper and deeper, and we do address that issue. And we say, you know, one of the reflections Stefanik gives is, look, you've got testosterone, don't be afraid. Like, here's what you do with it.
You're going to survive.
you're going to be all right. So we like, in a couple of minutes, boom, like head on, we face it, disarm it and say, yeah, it's a God-given gift, but you got to put that eros, that passion in the right place to lift up woman. So, rather than collapse in fear and think I'm dirty, it's saying, like, what am I made for? I'm made for authentic love. So we do address that issue and many others in the challenge.
And the challenge is RISE. You can find out all about it at menriseup.org. Bill Donahue is one of the founders of it and is our guest this hour. And we have lots of folks on the phone. Bill, ready to take some calls?
Sure.
All right. Let's go to Andrew in Costa Mesa, California, watching on YouTube. Thanks for watching on YouTube. Andrew, your question for Bill Donahue.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you so much. Like, man, this is probably one of the least talked about issues right now, currently in our culture, not just amongst Catholics and other Christians, but yeah, in society, we really have ignored our men and blamed them for so many things, you know, not that we aren't, not that we don't deserve it, but damn, you know?
Well, Andrew, I was just share a statistic with you. Men are responsible for half the problems in the world. 50% of the problems in the world are caused by men.
That makes sense. It's good math.
Yeah,
I looked that up. Andrew, sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Oh, you're fine. No, it's just, but yes, what you guys were talking about, the pornography issue is very, very relevant. And yeah. Anyways, I wanted to ask Bill a question about Jordan Peterson and how he's relevant in this, fighting this, just empowering men to take up their cross and all that stuff. Yeah. I don't know if you're familiar with him.
Yeah, Andrew, thanks for that. It's funny, literally about 5 or 6 days ago on Facebook, I was reading an article and Jordan Peterson was quoted, and I thought, wow, who is this guy? I love it. I put it up on Facebook and people were a lot of thumbs up, like, wow, Jordan Peterson, love this guy. But honestly, I just stumbled on the quote. I need to introduce myself to him. So thanks for confirming that. I've heard that he is really, as you say, hitting some solid truths from a clinical psychologist perspective. He's not sort of churchy. He's not doing it from a theological perspective. Without reading and studying much on him yet, I would say that I kind of like that approach. I think with Rise, we are deeply, it's Catholic. It's got deep theological roots, but at the same time, we have a wide net. We want to approach guys from building up that human foundation. If Jordan Peterson's doing that, I think it's great. I think we have to do that reboot with language and addressing it from a sort of natural law or reason or logic or science perspective is a great foundation. You know what I mean? So I'm interested in going further with Jordan Peterson. So thank you.
Okay, Andrew.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I think I might try this out. I love Stefanik. Yeah, remember from mm-hmm. Confirmation.
Yeah, well, just head over to menriseup.org because you are within a few hours of the next 30 days starting. So, Andrew, give it a try. Menriseup.org. Thanks a lot for that call, Andrew. And I know Jordan Peterson has become a big thing. I kind of feel like I'm in your position, Bill. Like, I probably should know more about him because I know he's having a powerful effect on lots of men, lots of young men. But you know, sometimes people have a powerful effect, and it has an edge of what might be unhealthy to it, because we can sometimes overreact to things.
Right.
But I don't know that about. I don't know one way or another about Jordan Peterson. I have to find out more about him. William in Little Rock, Arkansas, listening on the EWTN app. You are on with Bill Donahue. Your question, please.
Well, Bill, first of all, thank you very much for your Rise program. It sounds like it's just going to be excellent.
Thank you.
Calling to know, see if you found out yet about the recently revealed University of Texas at Austin program on maleness that, as best we can tell from the news reports, is designed to rehabilitate college males from being male.
Oh, dear.
Something for you guys. Yes, Lordy. They're looking for a chairman of the department now and apparently are trying to select some professors who will help men get over the idea of needing to be the family provider, the leader of the family, and that kind of thing. So it's always kind of helpful to know what the enemy's doing. So I'd see if you've heard of those folks.
Bill, have you heard of that?
I've not this particular case, but in the last number of months, I've heard similar things happening at the university level. I have to say, sadly, and I teach at a Catholic university, they're a seedbed for some of the craziest ideologies, and this is one of them. It's this idea that everything regarding masculinity and femininity, actually, is a social construct that we have to just chuck and start fresh with this idea that we can literally reconstruct or become anything we want, regardless of our anything biological or ontological, really. Sadly, there's no cure here. You are your body, and you are a male body or a female body. It really isn't about chucking it all, but going back to the blueprints in Genesis and trying to figure out, why did God make them male and female in his image and likeness? Rise is a way to go back to kind of look at those blueprints and figure it out. It's a sad disservice, University of Texas and any other university, thinking like the idea is to run from it. There's a book by Bishop Fulton Sheen called Old Errors, New Labels. And I really have to say, this idea of recovering from being male is kind of Gnostic. It's as if the real me is pure spirit, and my body is just this distraction, and it just keeps getting me into trouble. The church has faced this before. The answer, again, isn't to run from it, but to go into the wound. And why are men misbehaving this way? Why are women falling? The idea is to find healing, not to sort of start all over again. I can't recommend enough the works of John Paul the Great in this realm, the theology of the body. That is the blueprint. That is the foundation. That's the anthropology we all need to go back to. Masculinity is a gift. Femininity is a gift. And if we just wipe it out, we're giftless. We're going to be also floundering. And it's just not the answer.
William, thanks so much for that question. 888-31-TRUTH is our number. Our guest is Bill Donahue. We're talking about the new movement called Rise. You can find it at menriseup.org. Not a new approach to, certainly not a new approach to masculinity and maleness and being a man and all that, but a very, very old one, one that the roots of which we can trace back to Abraham, and certainly through the person of Jesus, who showed us the perfect way to be a man. And I do think in some ways, and I'll throw this out at you, Bill, see what you think. Men need to be of service. I do think we need something to put ourselves at the service of. It may well be the case for women as well. I'm just as not a woman, I'm not going to try to go there. But I know that men, if you give them if you ask a heroic sacrifice of them, in a certain way, we're almost relieved when you do, because that's what we are looking for. And our world is a world of leisure, though. Our world is a world of comfort and all that. So is this part of the Rise movement as well, to help men identify that call to be something so much more?
Yes, I love it. This is what inspired us in the beginning. We all the guys on board, Chris Stefanik, myself, Chris Cope, Philip Braun, the filmmakers, some of the guys from the Humanum films that were put out a couple of years ago, David Kang, Sean Schiavlin, they're all part of the development here. We, in storyboarding our week-long, our 30-day challenge, and we all knew that men are called, just as you said, Sai, to become this total gift. To boil it down, masculinity is this. It's summed up in the phrase of Jesus, the perfect man. This is my body given up for you. Mm. That's the soundtrack of every man's life. And when you go through the Rise Challenge, slowly but surely we mature into that point that you have got to become a gift. You receive your life first as a gift from God. That's kind of in week one. And by week four, you give your life as a gift, and that's gospel. If the seed falls and dies and falls into the earth, it brings forth new life. The only way to save the culture is us men becoming saints that way and giving our whole body, blood, and humanity for our brides, for the church. There's no other way. And it's inscribed in our humanity as men. And it's nothing to be afraid of. It's actually it's what we're called to be.
And it's and as much as we love we have certain affection for the American meritocracy and all that, it's not about advancement as much as it is about self-mastery.
Yes, great point. Yeah, there's this since the fall in the beginning, what was supposed to be a kind of dominion over creation, stewardship, and our dominion over ourselves, right? Our passion, our eros. It turned into domination, and it's been a train wreck. Self-mastery means I guide my will, my intellect guides my passions, my desires. I'm an integrated man, and that is actually so attractive to women. Women want to find a man who has that self-mastery. The 30-day challenge is really a kind of way to hone that and become that total gift. And we've been hearing great stuff from the women saying, wow, this is a thank you, because it's helping men realize what they're called to be. That's a true man. Anything less is not fully man.
You've probably heard this complaint about men. I know it's certainly not true about me, but other men, I will say, don't listen.
Here it comes.
Do you ever hear that? Do you have anything in there about maybe part of laying down your life for another is like listening when they're talking to you?
Yes, I love it. I was going to say I wasn't listening. Can you repeat that?
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. As we go through, we try to make the deep, you know, the talk that goes right to the heart, Stefanik's words, in the daily challenges, we try to say, okay, practically live this. You know, when you go home from work today, ask your wife how her day was and listen. Don't interject. Don't try to, you know, top her story with your story.
Yeah.
But literally just be attentive. Look in your children's eyes for 3 minutes, you know, just gaze at your wife and listen. And yeah, it's been challenging, but beautiful. The results are like, wow, this is really good for me and for my family.
Amen. Bill Donahue is our guest. More of your calls for him after the break. We're talking about masculinity. We're talking about maleness. We're talking about this new movement that Bill is at the forefront of called Rise, that you can find out more about at menriseup.org. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with more. Catholic Answers Live right after this.
We're here for you. Call now. Catholic Answers Live.
We live in an age of indifference. Does truth exist? Maybe. Is there a God? Who knows? Does it matter what religion you believe in? Probably not. If you think so, fine. I'm spiritual, but not religious. Apologist Matt Nelson says this indifference is the great spiritual sickness of our age, a product of the relativism that dominates our culture. And rather than remain indifferent, he did something about it. In his new book, Just Whatever, Matt looks at the different kinds of indifference you likely encounter in your friends and family members, and maybe in yourself, and offers an antidote to the problem that plagues our age. Order your copy of Just Whatever today by calling 1-888-291-8000, logging on to the shop at Catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Sharing the gospel with family and friends can be challenging. It's especially hard when they won't even hear you out because of all the mental roadblocks they've built up. This is Carlo Broussard, and in my new book, Prepare the Way, my aim is to help you tackle that essential first step to apologetics and evangelization, getting people to listen with an open mind. Even our best witness can bounce right off folks like these if we don't prepare the way first, breaking down barriers and leaving minds and souls free to encounter the truth. I'll give you evidence and arguments and step-by-step strategies based on asking the right questions to help them overcome their obstacles and make a straight path for the Lord. Order your copy of Prepare the Way today by calling 1-888-291-8000, visiting the shop at Catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
The Trump administration rolls back the Health and Human Services contraceptive mandate.
U.S. bishops calling for the total elimination of nuclear weapons.
Pope Francis offers prayers for the victims of the California wildfires.
The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a bill banning abortions after 20 weeks.
And Pope Francis says the death penalty is contrary to the gospel.
Your link to news headlines Catholics count on at the top of the hour. Weekdays on EWTN Radio.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Killett, your host, and I have neglected to remind you, so I want to remind you now that our annual spring sale is ongoing. All books, CDs, DVDs, ebooks, tracks, and MP3s are on sale. The sale runs from now until Carrie Beck says it's over, or until the spring is over. I assume until the spring is over. Use promo code SPRING18 at checkout. You save 15% on whatever you order from our books, CDs, DVDs, ebooks, tracks, and MP3s. Just visit shop.catholic.com. Shop.catholic.com. shop.catholic.com and get your 15% off of everything there right now during our spring sale. Bill Donaghy is our guest. Bill Donaghy is a curriculum specialist at the Theology of the Body Institute. He's an author, an instructor, and he is one of the founders, or what shall we say? Yeah, founders. Let's go. One of the people who has developed this RISE 30-day challenge, which is becoming something of a movement, and it's very, very good for men, and that's why we're talking about it. MenRiseUp.org is where you can go to find out more about it. MenRiseUp.org. Lots of calls for you, Bill. Shall we take some more?
Sure, happy to.
All right. Bob in Buffalo, New York, listening on the Station of the Cross. You are on with Bill Donaghy. Your question, please.
Hi.
Hi, Bob.
First of all, thanks for doing this. I love the community aspect that you came up with online. I'm definitely going to look into getting involved.
Well, you got like really 3 hours left now, because it's the 30-day challenge starts in just a few hours. Actually, on the West Coast, we can wait till the morning, right? Here in the West Coast, that's all right. Or
yeah. And you can start in the next couple of days. You can kind of catch up, but yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry to interrupt you, Bob.
Oh no, it's fine. I'm just saying, I really feel like the devil likes to cut us off. Cut men off and
yes.
then squeeze. So it's really great that there's that community aspect.
Right.
I was wondering, because I've become very interested in chivalry and the very traditional understanding of it from the medieval period. I was wondering if you had looked into any of that when you were working on this program.
Wow. Yeah, I guess in a wide way, I've kind of been drawn to it, loved it, fascinated by it, but haven't delved in very deeply. And it's not in... So then it didn't touch into the RISE development. But I will say everything, you know, for, I guess, 30 years, John Paul II has been such an inspiration to me. And I really see him as iconic in the realm of chivalry. I mean, everything he wrote about women and the way he indirectly challenged men has definitely inspired it. So I think that idea of being a steward and a custodian of the beauty of woman, kind of being the frame to spotlight and highlight her dignity and her worth, that is absolutely part of RISE. Just really to have that sense that woman is, as John Paul II would say, right, the masterpiece of God and this tabernacle of the Most High. So we try to get men to realize that, especially if they're married. RISE can be for any man, single, celibate, married. But to recognize the incredible, infinite value of woman is definitely at the heart of it, yeah.
All right, yeah. I was reading some of the old manuals, and... there's a very intense sort of masculinity to chivalry, but very powerful. None of that toxic stuff, as they might say.
Tonic, right? That's the new word, the tonic.
Yeah.
Which is the good stuff. And really, you know, it's funny, Bob, when men live authentic masculinity, the woman's response is, wow, thank you. And they're drawn, they're attracted to it, because it's, John Paul II once said that masculinity and femininity complete and explain one another. And so that's why it's so important that we discover what it's supposed to look like and how it's supposed to behave, and then we find that kind of fullness. I think both sides benefit.
Okay, Bob?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think the point of the chivalric codes, and you said you were reading that, when you say you were reading the manuals, you're reading them from the 11 or 1200s, these manuals for men from the Middle Ages?
Wall wrote in the 1200s, and Geoffrey de Charny wrote, and I think it was the 1500s, a bit later.
Yeah, and the idea was that manhood is as great a gift as it is. So we have fallen natures, and it needs to be directed. And I do think that's a great deal of what chivalry was about. Mm-hmm. And the way that it's directed in the chivalrous code is towards the defense and the promotion of sometimes one woman. Sometimes more, but the idea is that, as you said, you can't be a man without serving others. Bill, you just can't. That's part of what it is.
No.
To be a man.
No, and it's interesting. It's interesting too, to Bob's point about this time period in our history, is that the cult of Mary or the Marian devotion was also kind of connected to that period of history. So that tells you something. Mary helps us understand as Catholic men. Mary also helps us understand how to love women and to see them all as, you know, in the Song of Songs, it says, my sister, my bride, to look at all women first as a sister in a common humanity and then potentially the intimacy of a bride or a spouse. But Mary plays a key role in all of this. And we definitely, in preparing Rise, we opened our hearts to Mary and said, you know, guide us through this. I know when I was doing the content, you know, Mary, form me to be a good man, to be a true man, and help us, to all men, to become who we're called to be.
Bob, thanks very much for that question. Let's go to Brett in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, listening on 100.9 FM. Brett, your question for Bill Donahue.
Hi, Bill. I just I really appreciate you guys answering my question. I was really wanting to talk, and I've been listening how you guys had really established, I mean, masculinity, if you look anywhere, I mean, it's been under attack. It's been under the attack. It's part of really the social decay that we see. I've seen me, I'm only like 24 years old, and I see men my age, men even younger than me, out on the streets. I see them, drug addicts, you know, hopeless, don't have a job, don't have anything, don't have any kind of future. And anywhere I see in the media, anywhere I see the music, anywhere I see anything, it's just kind of under attack. And men have kind of gone to any outlet they can, really. They've gone to addiction. They've gone to drugs. They've gone to alcohol. They've gone to just this self-destructive path. And me, you know, I come from a family of addicts. I've got, I don't know how many friends who have overdosed from opioids and, you know, just all these painkillers and drugs and, you know, alcohol poisoning. And it's really just a sad social decay. And the fact that you are doing this kind of program, I mean, to remind men, yes, we have a purpose. Yes, we have a existence. Yes, we have this kind of thing. And I was just curious if what this, this Rise program, this challenge, not program, I apologize, but this challenge to kind of cope, to have men cope with the temptations and the just kind of that self-destructive path that we face nowadays, to like the tools to fight that off, the tools to do away with these drugs and these temptations, you know. And I was just curious about that.
Yeah, thank you, Brett. We do, you know, with the wide net of Rise, again, not being intensely theological in its language or intellectual, but a wide net. At the same time, it's a deep Christian anthropology. We say to men, we're broken, we're wounded, but where do we go? The waterfall that we should be standing under is the grace of the sacraments. So we say, you know, we say one of our challenges in the 30 days is go to confession as soon as humanly possible. When we talk about in that day of the challenge, the brokenness and the sin in our lives, we say, like, get it out and get it cleaned up. And we talk about the importance of the Eucharist. Throughout the entire 30-day challenge, every man who takes the challenge is invited to get an accountability partner, a brother. It could be your literal brother, a cousin, a coworker, a friend, a parishioner. And you check in for a couple of minutes each day and say, how was your challenge? How are you doing today? Great. You know, this was hard for me, whatever. And the online community as well. So, you know, that Christian fellowship, Christian brotherhood and accountability has been awesome. We find that as the days develop, guys start sharing their deepest fears. And it's always the same thing. They could be all around the world, thousands of men all across the country, and they're saying the same things, a struggle with a fear of failure, my own personal weakness. And when they start all sharing that same stuff, then we say, okay, the sacraments, then healing comes. We've had guys return to confession after 25 years, 30 years. Guys coming out of addiction and saying this is hitting the spot in a deeper way because we're acknowledging Christ is the answer to fill the hole in the heart. So I guess it's that deep Catholic identity undergirding it all and wrapping it in prayer that is giving it sort of a little B12 shot, you know, a little bit extra to get guys through this transformation.
All right. Well, excellent. You know, I mean, you know, like I said at the beginning, you know, I appreciate that. I appreciate what you guys are doing, what, you know, this challenge that you're getting done, because that's what men need in today's society more than anything. You know, this kind of, that's the only thing that can actually stop this path of self-destruction. Mm-hmm.
I think you're right, Brett. Yeah, thank you, Brett. How much do you think men just need to be reminded that their manhood is good? That it's do you know what I'm saying, Bill?
It's huge. Yes, 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 yes. In fact, I think one of the quotes I developed like a daily little inspirational quote for each of the 30 days, and I think one of them was towards the end. John Paul the Great, he once said, you know, he said, "Be not afraid." So many times in his pontificate, "Be not afraid." Towards the end of his life, he wrote, "Of what should we not be afraid?" And he said, don't be afraid of the truth of who you are. And that just struck me. You know, he once said we should be reconciled to our natural greatness. I mean, guys need to hear that. Be reconciled to our natural greatness. We have a high vocation. It's an incredible call. And yeah, be not afraid. Rise up. That's the whole point, discovering who we really are.
Bill Donaghy is our guest. Rise is the new movement. And we'll talk more about that when we come back on Catholic Answers Live right after this.
Hello, my friends. This is Christopher Check, president of Catholic Answers. Did you know that Catholic Answer speakers, including yours truly, travel all over the globe speaking at conferences, parish events, high schools, and colleges? If you would like to bring a Catholic Answer speaker to your neck of the woods, visit CatholicAnswerSpeakers.com. That's CatholicAnswerSpeakers.com. We look forward to seeing you.
We live in an age of indifference. Does truth exist? Maybe. Is there a God? Who knows? Does it matter what religion you believe in? Probably not. If you think so, fine. I'm spiritual, but not religious. Apologist Matt Nelson says this indifference is the great spiritual sickness of our age, a product of the relativism that dominates our culture. And rather than remain indifferent, he did something about it. In his new book, Just Whatever, Matt looks at the different kinds of indifference you likely encounter in your friends and family members, and maybe in yourself, and offers an antidote to the problem that plagues our age. Order your copy of Just Whatever today by calling 1-888-291-8000, logging on to the shop at Catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Catholic Answers Live is brought to you in part by CatholicSingles.com, the website for Catholics who want to meet others who share their faith and values for faith, fellowship, and love. You can learn more at CatholicSingles.com. Catholic Answers Live thanks CatholicSingles.com for their generous support.
Catholic Answers is a media ministry that serves Christ by explaining and defending the Catholic faith. We help Catholics grow in their faith, we bring former Catholics home, and we lead non-Catholics into the fullness of the truth. Our goal is to be the most trusted and accessible source for sharing, explaining, and defending the Catholic faith through as many media as possible, from personal contact to the most innovative means of mass communication. Have questions? We've got answers. Catholic Answers. Visit us today at Catholic.com or call us with your questions at 619-387-7200.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Bill Donaghy is our guest. Bill and Chris Stefanik have started a new website that you can visit, menriseup.org, especially if you'd like to take part in this Rise, a 30-day challenge to help men design craft a battle plan for life. The start date for that is tomorrow. And so we're just so fortunate to have Bill here to discuss it. So you don't even have time to think about it. Just get on menriseup.org right now and sign up. Then there's another date, Bill, September 17th of this year. You're going to do a great big giant one. Is that right?
That's right. That's going to be our worldwide challenge, September 17th, where all the parishes that have been reviewing and going through, and all the men who've already done it, really start pushing Rise, get it out there, share how it's affected you, and get new men on board so that we have, you know, literally hundreds of thousands of men resetting themselves, getting reoriented with their relationship with God, with their brothers, with their families. And we need this now more than ever. The tonic of masculinity, good for the world.
Find out more at menriseup.org. You can also follow Bill Donaghy at Bill Donaghy. And Bill, your last name is maybe not spelled the way people will expect. So it's Bill Donaghy at Bill.
That's right.
Bill Donaghy. And that you can find him on Twitter and Instagram and the Facebook and the whatever else. I don't know. What else is there now? Name one more. Anybody? Anybody?
Snapchat, which I've never understood. I didn't know what that means.
You said Snapchat, but you're not on Snapchat. You just tried to look cool. Look, a real man doesn't try to look cool, man. He just says, I don't know.
Epic fail.
All right. Come on. Epic fail of masculinity right there. Let's take a call from Carl in Dallas, Texas. Carl, thanks for waiting. You're on with Bill Donaghy. Your question, please, Carl.
Bill, it seemed like in my grandfather's time, there was more clarity and satisfaction. Even working class guys, they were looked up to by their family. They were expected to be leaders, and they were respected, you know, by the community. And now we just don't seem to have that payoff, and it just seems more confusing. And I'd like to get your thought on how we can, you know, operate in this new environment.
I guess that's a great insight there, Carl. I guess it's a difficult one because we are we're moving through our age, which isn't always perfect. You know, there might be golden ages where things sort of lined up rightly and natural law and reason were in place. But, things are shifting since the Industrial Revolution. We've just had such a turmoil. The kind of hierarchy of things that once was laid out is different. I think, you know, there's some things that are good. There are stereotypes, which are culture bound, and some should change. And then there's archetypes, which are the more cosmic realities, especially with masculine and femininity. I think today, you know, for a man to provide, right, to lead and to provide, maybe it's different than just the economic contribution or the job that he holds, but it still holds. Like, there's a headship, there's a hierarchy, there's a leadership. And there's a provision that men give. I guess we have to be kind of creative in understanding what that looks like. But the stereotype is that it's you're the breadwinner, that's it. Some of that stuff is shifting. I don't think it takes away from our masculinity. I'm thinking of my brother-in-law right now. He's a stay-at-home dad. Economically, his wife's work just kind of, it makes more sense. But it certainly doesn't take away from his headship in the family, his leadership. And his being a spiritual guide and leader in the family. I don't know if this is making sense. You know what I mean? Like it's helped in some ways. Cutting through the stereotypes is good, but we can't lose sight of the archetypes. Men are called to provide. Men are called to lead. That doesn't change.
Carl, what do you make of that? Carl, do we lose Carl? Carl was blown over by that. I'm just going to tell you right now.
What do you think of that?
He was, I think that's right. Like I was struck by that idea that there are things that are archetypally male and that they're going to have different expressions in different cultures, you know, in different, mm-hmm. you know, like in one culture, it means you're a great fisherman. In another culture, it means you're a great farmer. It doesn't always mean that, one particular thing, but it has to do with, how you're doing that thing as a servant, as for others, as a father, but like you said, you're a provider. These are basic things that men must do because of our own nature, not because we're trying to show off for anybody, not because we're trying to take over something, but because that's our nature.
Right.
And I'm sure that I'll throw this to you, Bill. It probably is not infinitely pliable. I mean, there's certainly things that, no, that won't work, you know.
Right.
But it's
because we're in time, we're in flux. I mean, it is changing cultural things, but there are so cosmic things. Absolutely. I mean, I think about my grandfather who came over from Ireland and raised 10 kids with my grandmother, and he was the provider. But my father doesn't remember once hearing "I love you." He doesn't remember learning how to pray at the hands of his father. His father was always working,
yeah,
and he was the quiet man. So. There, and he never changed a diaper. He never prepared dinner or helped with it.
Yeah.
So there are some stereotypes there that could have changed, but
right.
But he certainly provided. Yeah.
Right. And certainly you could say, I'm the provider today, but and not listen to your children, not spend time with them. I mean, how many adult men are like, I wish my dad would have just listened. I wish he just would have, you know, like I didn't need anything from him more. I just needed him to spend a minute with me or something. I actually just saw somebody doing a TV interview saying just that about their dad. And you feel sad. Like that dad, he did do the provider thing, maybe, but he didn't get the whole thing about being at the service of others completely. He got a little part of it.
That's exactly one of the comments we address in the Rise Challenge in the fourth week when we talk about fatherhood. We actually challenge the men to write a letter to their father, living or dead, talking about, you know, what was the dysfunction or what were the gifts? What are you grateful for? But what were some of the wounds maybe? Address the father wound. We talk about, Stefanik has a video where he talks about, you know, your father wasn't perfect and you're not going to be perfect either. But we have a heavenly father, you know,
yeah.
And that's definitely a wound that we unpack and talk about in the 30-day challenge.
You know, I was thinking about getting it for my son, who's a 19-year-old, but if you're going to start saying things like, your father's not perfect to him, forget it. No way I'm getting that.
You better take it to prayer, Si.
Anne in Huntley, Illinois, listening on WSFI, you are on with Bill Donahue. Hi, Anne.
Hi. So, how are you doing?
Good.
Hi, Anne. Hello.
As you can tell, I'm a woman, not a man.
Thank you.
But this sort of challenge and these sort of groups really get me excited, because I can really see the need for it, and I know I personally try very hard to encourage the men around me to live up to their full masculinity. And sometimes that looks like asking them to do something that I know I could do on my own, but encouraging them to give a little. But I guess my question for you is, what do you think is one of the best things or a few of the best things that women can do to encourage men to live up to their full potential?
Wow. Thank you, Anne. I love that you're calling. We just love to hear your voice after all these men, you know, that you're a couple.
I know, it is kind of a relief, huh?
It's refreshing. Yes. But Anne, I mean, really, yeah, thank you. And just, I think prayer and encouragement, and we have built into Rise the idea of a gift, like a gift subscription, like Share It. We know that's also, you know, women can feel sometimes a little reticent because they don't want to nag or they don't want to seem pushy. But I think just that offering, saying, I want you to just be your whole self, be a happy and full man, and I'm praying for you, and I want to encourage you to be that man. That is such a, oh, man, thank you. You know, we want that. So by sharing something like Rise, sharing the Rise Challenge would be fantastic. Just to encourage us. You lift us up. You know, you support us and encourage us, and women always have done that for men. I think that's a powerful thing for us all, that that you actually want us to be full men in the image of God, and that it's possible and we're capable of it.
Okay, Anne?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that call. Let's go to Kay in Ohio, listening on to EWTN on Sirius Satellite Radio. Kay, you are on with Bill Donahue. Your question.
Hi there. I was listening while I was driving, and one of the things I don't hear people talking about is the direct correlation between what a man does as it relates to authority to children. And that is something I don't hear many people talk about, and that is why we have prisons just beaming full of people, because they've not grown up with men or no man or idiot men that don't know how to be an authority figure to their children. And I am tired of how we have feminized men, because there are specific traits that men and women have that we pass on to our children, and they in turn pass those on generationally. And a big one, you know, people talk about gangs and criminals and all of that stuff. Bottom line is, that's what represents authority. And if you grow up absent a father in the home, you also are absent teaching children how to be respectful of authority as demonstrated by their father and mother. But the father, and if you go and look at sociological studies, that's buried somewhere. I've worked in the criminal justice world, and you don't hear people talking a lot about that anymore, because we have homogenized and feminized men to the point where men don't even know what the heck they're supposed to be doing.
Kay, just because we're short on time, I want to let Bill respond to that. Thank you so much, Kay.
Yeah. Kay, thank you. Thank you for saying that. No, I agree 100%. The very first day, tomorrow, May 1st, is our next 30-day challenge. And Christophonic, literally what you just said is in the content of the first video tomorrow morning. So day one addresses right off the bat some of the statistics of when men don't rise up, when men are absent, when they're not present. It's just providential that you're saying this, Kay, right now. So it's a fatherhood crisis. And really Rise is all about becoming this tonic of masculinity for men, so they know, just as you said, there's an authority here, a God-given authority. It's not meant to be this a bullying or a domination. but a reverent stewardship and a dominion over the family, which is love. It's led by love. You know, when a man's called to lead, he's called to lead through love. It's not the iron fist. And the firmness that you're talking about, the authority, is an authority that is Christ-like, who knelt down and washed the feet of his apostles. We challenge men through Rise to really be servant leaders, to be lovers and custodians of the family. And that is, as you just said, that's restoring the right structure.
Bill, I got to say thanks right there. Listen, I just want to say the website again, menriseup.org. If you need a refresh, if you need to hit a reset button a little bit in your manhood and your walk with God and with your spouse and with others, try that out. It starts tomorrow. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Si.